I'm Alan Brandt. The Louisville Ballet begins its new season with the classic ballet Giselle. I asked artistic director Bruce Simpson what makes the work a classic.
What's wonderful about Giselle is the quintessential classical ballet, you know, and it really is for every member of the family. With along with Giselle and Nutcracker and Coppelia this season, there's a lot there, you know, that you can take the family to see. And really, it's a wonderful, you know, it's a timeless theme story of love, deception, and redemption. And I think every ballerina in the world wants to dance the role, because you have to be an extraordinary actress in Act One and a great classical ballerina in Act Two. And so, you know, we haven't done it for 6 years, and the company first premiered the ballet in 1963. And so we do think that you can't really call yourself a classical ballet company unless you do Giselle.
Mm-hmm. I know it through the music of Adolphe Adam, but does the dance you do survive from when?
That's really interesting. It's from the premiere at the Paris Opera in 1841. Any kind of written notes about the ballet were lost, and no one could find any of them. And everyone always talks about the fact that the dances, especially in Act One and for the Willies and Giselle, are really what they were in 1841. But it's really interesting you ask that question, because just very, very recently there was a discovery of a ballet master score from 20 years afterwards, in 1860. And it was found in a kind of very cheap little market in Germany in 2002, and it's just come out in publication. For someone like myself, it's written in Dutch and German and French, and with all the drawings of where Giselle goes, and it really is extraordinary how accurate some of it is today.
No kidding.
It really is so interesting. And, you know, all of us interested in the ballet world are kind of researching that document pretty thoroughly.
I never find things like that at the market.
Yeah. Well, this guy, in actual fact, was selling some music scores that he wanted to get rid of. And in among all of this was this wonderful document.
Amazing. Well, the story is a very classic one, but for those who aren't familiar, basically
what happens is that, you know, it's set in a village kind of east of the Rhine somewhere, and it tells the story of a young girl who loves to dance, but very naive and innocent, and this nobleman has a dalliance with her, dressed as a peasant. You know, he camouflages himself as a peasant, and eventually they fall in love with each other, and it turns out that in actual fact he's engaged to a member of the aristocracy, and Giselle discovers this, and in the ensuing trauma, she dies of a broken heart. Mm-hmm. But the central part of the story is based on the Willies, which are German folk tales about young women who are jilted before they're married and die of a broken heart, and therefore they come out of their graves as the dancing dead and force men to dance to their deaths as a, you know, getting their own back, if you like.
And I believe that's where you get the expression, you get the willies.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly where it comes from. And what's remarkable for me is the ballet was done very, very quickly. Theobald Gautier, who wrote the story, and spoke to Adolphe Adam, and within a week they had a kind of rough score of the music. And within a month, the designs were done, and 2 months later, it premiered at the Paris Opera. And so, but it's wow. It's remarkable, because I think you cannot count the number of great dancers who have done this role. You know, from Anna Pavlova, Makarova, Alicia Markova, Fontaine, Galina Yulanova in Russia, and of course the original Carlotta Grisi, who danced the premiere on her 22nd birthday, interestingly enough. And for Albrecht, the principal male role in the ballet, it really is an incredibly challenging role. You have to be very real in Act One and incredibly noble in Act Two, and it's because of these artistically dramatic challenges that dancers are attracted to trying to attempt it. And what few people realize in actual fact is Act Two is so physically demanding that there's a part in the ballet where actually the guys actually have difficulty getting off the floor because they're so tired. Mm-hmm. And it demands great cardiovascular health and great stamina, and so on all fronts it's very challenging.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got the Louisville Orchestra back to perform
Yes.
with you. And if you just joined us, we're talking to Bruce Simpson from Louisville Ballet as they get ready for Giselle, started the beginning of the new season on September 10th and 11th. But it's great to have a live orchestra there.
Absolutely.
It just
of
makes
course.
A big difference.
Of course,
it
makes a huge difference. And also what's wonderful for the dancers, it adds to their interpretation, because, you know, like dancers are there to make the music visible. And apart from just dancing to a metronomic beat, which is always the same on a recording,
right.
Musicians are live people, and of course one evening can be slightly different from the next, and so you really have to be very, very into the music to give a really great interpretation, which I think is part of the challenge. And also, it does give the Louisville Orchestra wonderful opportunities to play scores that they wouldn't normally play. And our conductor, Dr. Leslie Dunner, who returns with us this season, is so experienced, not just on the symphony platform or the operatic platform, but also worldwide in the dance platform. So he does bring an incredibly vast, multifaceted experience to conducting for the ballet.
And it is different than just directing orchestra.
Oh,
alone.
Sure, of course. He has to keep his eye on the dancers, too.
Well, being that at the performance is over the 9/11 weekend,
yes.
I see you've got a very special tribute coming up on the evening of 9/11.
We did. We think it's so important to kind of recognize our armed forces and emergency services. And before the performance on September 11th, we are paying tribute to all the people that are in the different armed forces and to the fire and emergency services, the police departments. And we have the Dragoons, the 113th Army Band, playing from 7 o'clock in the lobby before the performance. And there will be a massive tribute on stage at the top of the performance at 8 o'clock. And we are very, very privileged and thrilled that we can actually say thank you to all these people that take care of us. And also, of course, to commemorate people that lost their lives on September 11th.
Mm-hmm. Well, first performance is on the 10th.
Yes.
And that's 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock performance on the 10th and the 11th. And also we do a matinee on 2 o'clock on Saturday the 11th. And also what most people don't realize, we also have a whole lot of the Jefferson County Public School System that come into the performance. So we always, when we can, when the ballet is appropriate, we do a school's performance on Friday morning for the school system. And we have all these kids coming into see a performance on Friday morning.
Well, if you'd like tickets for Louisville Ballet presenting Giselle on September 10th or September 11th, the number at the Kentucky Center is 584-7777. They have a website, kentuckycenter.org. And if you'd like more information, go to the brand new updated Louisville Ballet website.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited about that. We have a YouTube connection there. And what we've been doing is we always find questions from our public about what are the dancers really like as people, apart from these wonderful creatures they see on the stage. And so we have a YouTube link on our website, and we've done all these wonderful interviews with the dancers in the studio, talking about their work, talking about their lives as dancers. And some of them are really very intriguing and very, very interesting. And as the artistic director of the company, I'm really thrilled that we have this opportunity for the members of the public to see a different side of the Louisville Ballet.
Mm-hmm. Well, years ago when I was able to volunteer for the ballet, it just helped me appreciate the actual performance more, to know a little bit more about the background.
Sure, of course.
And so that certainly will enhance the audience members' enjoyment of the productions. And speaking of the productions, tell us just a little bit of the highlights of your brand new season, because we're just kicking it off.
Oh, we're kicking it off, and this is really a wonderful season in the sense that we do bring back a couple of the really big classics like Giselle at the moment, and then in February we're doing Coppelia, which by many is considered the greatest comedy in ballet. And, of course, the new Nutcracker, which we bring back for the second time this mm-hmm. winter. And I hope that everybody that didn't see it last year will come and see it this year, because it really is a very, very beautiful production. And also, our next set of performances in October, November are really wonderful, because we're doing a collaboration with Pacific Northwest Ballet, one of mm-hmm. the top principal ballet companies in America. Yeah. And we're doing a joint production of a new seasons to the Glazunov score, not the Vivaldi, to the Glazunov score, which I feel is a lost ballet in a way.
It's beautiful music.
Beautiful music, which nobody ever hears. And so we're doing this joint project with choreography by Val Canaparoli, who choreographed our new Nutcracker. And also on that program is Glazunov's Raimonda. And we've purposely done this to show a 19th century ballet, how it's danced in a 19th century manner with Raimonda. And then at the end of the program, the seasons, which we have taken into the 21st century. We took the score, but we've visually taken it right up until the modern day age. And then in the middle of that program, we have two really wonderful contemporary pieces. One of them is a piece called Mopi, which is one of the best contemporary pieces that I've seen in a very long time. And then next April, we bring back Adam Hoglund's Rite of Spring, which was such a huge success last year. And on that same program with that, I thought it would be really wonderful. The company has never done Kingdom of the Shades from La Bayadere, and what we in the industry call a ballet blanc, white ballets, like the second act of Swan Lake or the second act of Giselle. La Bayadere is considered the greatest of the white ballets and is very, very challenging for the dancers, but it's mostly the women in the company. And so that opens the program. And then in the middle of that program is a fantastic piece for 14 men, which is done to a percussion score with a percussion band on stage involved in the ballet. And that was choreographed by Ben Stevenson for the Houston Ballet. And then, of course, with Writer's Spring, that makes for a really great mixed rate program. So there are lots of interesting things. Lots of different meals on the table this year.
Well, again, the website is LouisvilleBallet.org, and you can find out about the entire season, and especially about the very first production of the season. September 10th and 11th, Louisville Ballet presents Giselle at the Kentucky Center. For tickets, 584-7777 or KentuckyCenter.org. Bruce Simpson, Artistic Director. It's an exciting season coming ahead. I look forward to seeing you for our next production.
Well, thank you, Alan. Always a pleasure.